You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, we started this week thinking that by today we'd be telling you about the impending vote on a GOP health care plan in the Senate. That's not going to happen. Not today, anyway. Republican leaders couldn't muster the votes. As one Texan, John Cornyn, was trying to sell the plan to his colleagues, another Texan, Ted Cruz, was among many conservatives saying they could not support it. But then a funny thing happened on the way to the end of the week. Texas Senator Ted Cruz offered, what's this? A bouquet of sorts? A peace offering? No. A compromise, he calls it. Dylan Scott is a policy reporter for Vox who's been following this health care debate and one of the first to report on this. I guess you could call it the Cruz compromise plan, or is it just an idea here, Dylan?
I think we can call it an idea for now, though Senator Cruz certainly thinks of it as a compromise.
So what is this, as Senator Cruz sees it, compromise? What's the substance of it?
The important context here is that the conservative senators, including Senator Cruz, want to roll back as many of Obamacare's insurance regulations as they can. But the problem is some of those regulations are really popular, like requiring health plans to cover everybody no matter their health. And a lot of more moderate senators don't want to do away with those protections. So right. What Senator Cruz has proposed is if a health plan offers an Obamacare compliant health insurance option in a state, then they should also be allowed to offer a non-compliant plan that does not meet all of the mandates for health insurance that Obamacare required. So both the people who want to keep those protections win and the people like Senator Cruz who want to roll them back also can claim victory.
Has he managed to split the baby here?
Maybe. I think there's a lot of interest. I was on the Hill yesterday, and I heard a lot of senators, including senators in leadership, including senators like Lindsey Graham, who are not necessarily people I think of as Cruz allies, saying, you know, I think it's a good idea. There's a couple of kinks. One is, maybe the most important, is that the Senate bill has to meet very particular standards under the rules that they're using to pass it with only 50 votes so that the Democrats can't block it. And it's not clear that changing insurance regulations mm-hmm. meets those standards, which are supposed to limit the bill to only policies that affect federal spending and revenue. The other thing is, if you segment the market like this, if you have non-Obamacare plans right. and Obamacare plans,
right.
you could end up in a place where all the sick people buy Obamacare plans because it's more comprehensive, and all the healthy people buy non-Obamacare plans because it's cheaper and they don't think they need as comprehensive of coverage.
So I guess you could basically put that, what you call the Obamacare plans, into a kind of death spiral because there wouldn't be enough money to cover those claims, is the idea.
Exactly. The cost of covering the sick people in the Obamacare market is just going to go up and up and up, and that's only going to get worse as even, you know, maybe not totally healthy people, but not really sick people decide, you know what, I can't afford what's in this Obamacare market. I'm going to go to the other market.
So Ted Cruz surely anticipated that argument. What does he have to say to it?
The way he put it was, if we're going to cover the cost of the people in the Obamacare markets who have really high medical expenses, it's better to do that through the federal government's taxpayer dollars, because people on the Obamacare market receives tax subsidies to pay for their health insurance, rather than keeping the current Obamacare rule that requires health plans to charge people the same premiums no matter how healthy or sick they are. So even somebody like Senator Cruz, who is very conservative, recognizes that there's just going to be robust federal subsidization of health insurance. Now, health outside experts would tell you that the cost of the Obamacare market could eventually become so astronomical that the federal government isn't going to be able to pay that bill or be willing to pay that bill. And that's a very serious flaw, potentially, in Senator Cruz's plan. But it still makes for a very interesting idea, I think. And politically, you still have to go back to the place where, as you put it earlier, he might be able to split the baby and give the moderates what they want and the conservatives what they're looking for.
Boy, it'll be interesting to see if this gets any traction. Dylan Scott is policy reporter for Vox Online. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Dylan, thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me.